This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass wedding vendors and venues, welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're ditching the fluffy bullshit today and diving headfirst into a marketing tactic that's about as subtle as a glitter cannon in a library. We're talking Engaged AF venue magazines, and yeah, they're just as in your face as the name suggests.
These magazines are less about pretty pictures and more about, like, a surgical strike, you know? They're designed to land right in the hands of couples who are ready to book, not just, you know, browse.
So we're talking prime cut, ready to sign on the dotted fucking line couples. Sign me the hell up.
Exact. Forget those generic bridal magazines that end up gathering dust or lining bird cages. These are custom venue branded magazines strategically placed where couples are actively touring or booking.
Okay, so spill the tea. How does this whole laser guided marketing missile thing actually work?
Right now, these magazines are exclusive to a couple of venues in Colorado, Hillside Gardens and Pikes Peak Ranch, and they're reaching around 700 to 900 couples per year per venue. Think about it. Those couples are already sold on the venue. They're picturing themselves saying, "I do," in that space, which means they're primed and ready to start building their vendor dream team.
Okay, I'm seeing the potential here. No more fishing in a sea of maybes. We're talking a curated pool of hell yes clients.
Precisely. It's a two-pronged attack, too. You've got physical copies placed at tours, open houses, those crucial decision-making moments. These things are high quality, tangible, they feel expensive as fuck, and couples hold on to them. And then you've got the digital version, which lives online, extending the reach and making it shareable.
So it's like a marketing 1-2 punch. Bam, right in the face. I like it.
What's also brilliant is how they manage ad space. They limit slots by category, which means no more drowning in a sea of competitors. And get this, they prioritize the venue's preferred vendors.
Hold up. Are you saying that if I'm already a preferred vendor at one of these venues, I've got a VIP pass to this marketing goldmine?
You got it. Not only do you get first dibs on ad space, but they also throw in a sweet 10% discount. It's a win-win. Venues get to showcase their trusted team, and vendors get a direct line to their ideal clients.
Damn, that's some strategic shit right there. It's like they've hacked the system and handed us the cheat codes. Okay, so we're talking exclusivity, targeted reach, and preferred vendor perks. But let's talk numbers, baby. What kind of ROI are we looking at here? Because let's be real, we're not in this business to throw money at every shiny marketing gimmick that comes along.
Right. Bridal shows can suck your budget dry faster than a bachelorette party in Vegas. And don't even get me started on those online ads.
Ugh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I've wasted more money on Facebook ads than I care to admit.
It's like throwing darts blindfolded. You might hit something, but you're probably just going to piss off the wall.
It's like trying to sell vegan bacon at a carnivore convention.
Exactly. But with these venue magazines, you're not gambling with your marketing budget. You're making a calculated investment with a high probability of return. We're talking a cost per lead that's lower than your grandma's limbo record, somewhere between 51 cents to $2.74.
Holy shit. Are you telling me I can reach a potential client for less than the price of a shitty cup of coffee?
Yep. Remember, we're talking 700 to 900 highly qualified leads per year, and the cost for a quarter page ad is insanely reasonable. It's like finding a designer dress at a thrift store, a steal you can't afford to pass up.
All right, I'm officially intrigued. Yeah. But let's break this down a little further. Why is this cost per lead so damn low? What's the secret sauce?
It's all about targeted reach and higher conversion rates. Think about it. These magazines are hitting couples at the exact moment they're most receptive to vendor recommendations. They're at the venue, they're excited, they're already picturing their big day, and when they see your ad, it's not just another random vendor screaming for their attention. You're a trusted recommendation from the venue itself.
Damn, it's like sneaking in the back door while everyone else is fighting to get through the front. Sneaky. Strategic. I like it.
Exactly. And because these couples are already sold on the venue's aesthetic, they're more likely to trust the vendors featured in the magazine. You know, they're looking for that cohesive experience, that seamless flow from venue to vendors. It's a built-in shortcut for couples who don't want to spend hours researching every damn detail.
So it's not just about getting in front of the right people. It's about catching them at the right fucking time when they're actually ready to buy.
Yeah.
Genius.
Right. It's like setting up shop right outside a concert venue. You know those people are ready to spend some cash.
All right. So we've got targeted reach, insane cost per lead, and the venue's stamp of approval. But let's talk about the long game. What about staying power? Do these magazines have a shelf life longer than a Kardashian marriage?
Oh, honey, these things are built to last. We're talking print copies that find their way onto coffee tables, into guest rooms, even tucked into wedding planning binders. And those digital versions, they're out there in the ether working their magic 24/7.
So not only are we reaching couples in the pre-booking phase, but we're also planting seeds for future referrals. It's like a marketing time bomb, ticking away, ready to explode with delicious leads.
Exactly. And because those digital copies are shareable, couples can spread the love with their friends, family, anyone who's planning a wedding. It's organic marketing at its finest.
Word of mouth marketing is the holy grail, and it sounds like these magazines are tapping into that in a huge fucking way.
They are. And here's the thing. It's not just local reach. We're talking about attracting destination clients from all over the damn place. Colorado is a wedding hotspot, and these magazines are basically a curated guide to the best vendors in the state.
So not only can we dominate our local market, but we can also expand our reach to couples who are willing to travel for their dream wedding. Damn, this just keeps getting better and better.
Right. It's like having a billboard on the moon. Sure, not everyone will see it, but the ones who do, they're your fucking people.
All right, before we move on, I have one burning question. What about the ads themselves? I mean, we're not talking cheesy stock photos and overused puns, are we? Because I'm allergic to that bullshit.
Oh, hell no. Engaged AF knows better than that. They encourage vendors to be bold, creative, and showcase their unique personalities.
Good, because I don't want to blend in with the beige wallpaper. I want to stand out like a unicorn in a penguin colony.
Exactly. These ads are about capturing attention, sparking curiosity, and making a memorable first impression. It's not about fitting in. It's about standing the fuck out.
Love it. So we've got targeted reach, crazy low cost per lead, lasting exposure, and a platform that encourages creativity.
Mm-hmm.
What's the catch? It can't be all sunshine and rainbows, can it?
Well, the only catch is that ad space is limited. They want to keep things exclusive and maintain a high standard of quality. So if you're serious about getting in on this action, you got to act fast.
Ah, so it's like a VIP club. You got to be on the list to get past the velvet rope.
Exactly. And being on that list comes with some serious perks. We're talking increased credibility, instant trust, and a direct line to those high-value clients.
Okay, I'm sold. I need to get my ass in one of these magazines ASAP.
Smart move. Trust me, you won't regret it.
You know, it's funny how the wedding industry loves to shove this dream wedding bullshit down our throats.
Mm.
It's all champagne and roses until you're knee-deep in vendor contracts and chasing down payments.
Preach. Nobody talks about the hustle, the late nights, the bridezilla meltdowns. They just see the pretty pictures and think it all magically falls into place.
But the reality is, it's a fucking grind. And that's why we're here, to talk about the real shit. The strategies that help us not only survive, but thrive in this wild-ass industry.
Exactly. And these engaged AF venue magazines, they get it. They're not afraid to cut through the bullshit and get straight to the heart of what matters, connecting badass vendors with their ideal clients.
It's like they've cracked the code, man. They figured out how to bypass the noise and put us right in front of the couples who are ready to book.
Yeah. It's not just about making more money. It's about building a sustainable business, one where we can set our own prices, choose our clients, and actually, like, enjoy the fucking ride.
The business where we can tell those demanding-ass clients to take a hike if they get too out of line. Sign me the fuck up.
Hell yeah. A business where we can focus on our craft, hone our skills, and create some truly kick-ass experiences for our couples.
And that's what I love about these magazines. They're empowering us to take control. They're giving us the tools to build the businesses of our dreams without all the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. They've done the research, built the platform, and they're constantly innovating. All we gotta do is show up, be our badass selves, and let the leads roll in.
So for all you wedding vendors out there who are tired of playing small, who are ready to level up and dominate your local market, Engaged AF Venue Magazines is the answer.
It's a no-brainer investment. Trust me, you won't regret it.
All right, let's wrap this up with a call to action. Head over to engagedassfuck.com/wedding-venue-magazines and check it out for yourselves. Don't let some other slick bastard snag your spot.
And while you're at it, hit us up on social media and let us know which venues you'd love to see them partner with next. We're all about spreading love and helping our fellow wedding vendors build empires.
That's it for today's deep dive. We'll catch you next time with more no bullshit marketing advice and industry insights. Stay badass, my friends.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.